Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
In today's readings, we have this common theme of the waters. Today's gospel talks about the pool Bethesda that had healing waters for the ill, the blind, the lame, and the crippled. In today's responsorial psalm, we read about, there is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God. And then in today's first reading from Ezekiel, he sees these waters flowing down from the right side of the temple, water trickling from the right side. And then he goes on to describe the immensity of those waters. So it is beautiful to read what the commentary has to say about this passage in Ezekiel. It says, allegorically, this water signifies the waters of baptism, which flow from Christ, who is the way and the truth, flowing forth from the altar of the cross, namely from the side of Christ, bringing with it all graces. Right? We just read how Ezekiel saw water flowing from the right side of the temple, water trickling from the right side. And that's how the pierced side of Christ is usually depicted on our crucifixes, from the right side. So the temple being an image of Christ's body, and our Lord in another place in the gospel actually makes that explicit. And so that water flowing from Christ's side, again, symbolizes the sacraments, specifically baptism, and then the immensity of these waters that Ezekiel sees, right? He's wading through and it's just getting deeper, becomes an enormous river. That refers to the immensity of the graces that have been won for us. The prophet Zechariah says something similar. In chapter 14, verse 8, he says, on that day, living waters shall flow out from Jerusalem. And St. Jerome comments that baptism, doctrine, the law, and grace of Christ shall be dispersed throughout the whole world, beginning at Jerusalem, right? Beginning at Calvary, and then, of course, Pentecost, and so on and so forth. Christ spoke of these waters in John chapter 7 when he says, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now this he said about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. So we see in these readings also the effects of these waters, of baptism and the grace that is, it heals. That's what we see in the gospel, healing the ill, the lame, the crippled. And it also makes the soul fruitful. That's what Ezekiel says, right? Wherever these waters went, the banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. That refers to virtues of every kind in the lives of the saints. And then finally, it's important that once we have received the healing waters of baptism and Christ's grace and his doctrine, that we continue to live according to that grace, as our Lord says in today's gospel. Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you. Right? We don't ever want to go back to a life of sin, but we always want to go forward in the life of grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.